Nobody home, I guess, he stated aloud as usual, and was aware that the scanners had picked that up. But he had to take care always. He wasn't supposed to know they were there. Like an actor before a movie camera, he decided. You act like the camera doesn't exist, or else you blow it. It's all over. And for this shit, there are no take twos. And what you get instead is wipeout. I mean, what I get. Not the people behind the scanners, but me. And what I ought to do, he thought, to get out of this is sell the house. It's run down anyway. But I love this house. No way. It's my house. Nobody can drive me out. For whatever reasons they would or do want to. Assuming there's a they at all. Which may just be my imagination, the they watching me. Paranoia. Or rather the it. The depersonalized it. Whatever it is that's watching, it is not a human. Not by my standards, anyhow. Not what I'd recognize. As silly as this is, he thought, it's frightening. Something is being done to me, and by a mere thing, here in my own house, before my very eyes. Within something's very eyes. Within the sight of some thing. Which, unlike little dark-eyed Donna, does not ever blink. What does a scanner see? He asked himself. I mean, really see? Into the head? Down into the heart? Does a passive infrared scanner like they used to use, or a cube-type holo scanner like they use these days, the latest thing, see into me, into us, clearly or darkly? I hope it does, he thought. See clearly, because I can't any longer these days see into myself. I see only murk. Murk outside, murk inside. I hope, for everyone's sake, the scanners do better. Because, he thought, if the scanner sees only darkly the way I myself do, then we are cursed. Cursed again, and like we have been continually, and will wind up dead this way, knowing very little, and getting that little fragment wrong too. From the living room bookcase, he took down a volume at random. It turned out to be, he discovered, the picture book of sexual love. Opening at random, he perceived a page, which showed a man nibbling happily at a chick's right tit and the chick sighing, and said aloud, as if reading to himself from the book, as if quoting from some famous old-time double-dome philosopher, which he was not, "Any given man sees only a tiny portion of the total truth, and very often, in fact, almost, they steck ich in dem Kerker noch, wer Frucht ist dampfes Maloch, wo selbst das liebe Himmelschlicht trub durch gemalte Scheiben bricht, beschrankt mit deisem Buchehauf, den Würmer nirgends Taube bedeckt, denn bis ans Hohe." Perpetually, he deliberately deceives himself about that little precious fragment as well. A portion of him turns against him and acts like another person, defeating him from inside. A man inside a man, which is no man at all. Nodding, as if moved by the wisdom of the non-existing written words on that page, he closed the large red-bound gold-stamped picture book of sexual love and restored it to the shelf. I hope the scanners don't zoom in on the cover of this book, he thought, and blow my shock.